And now an update on the fighting in the Iraqi city of Fallujah. American and Iraqi troops pushed further into the rebel-controlled city today in the second day of major combat there. Joining us now with more on the situation is Alyssa Rubin, Los Angeles Times bureau chief stationed in Baghdad, where she joins us by phone. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
According to the reports that we're seeing on newswires here, American troops have reached the center of the city of Fallujah, and fighting has abated somewhat, we're told.
That's our understanding from the people we've talked to there, that it's been quieter since the late afternoon. Whether that's because the insurgents have fallen back towards the center of the city and are going to stage more attacks, or if it's because a number of insurgents actually left the city before the U.S. military and the Iraqi troops got there is not yet clear. There was quite heavy fighting for most of the day as the Americans pushed into the city, but it did seem to abate, and it's not clear that vast numbers of people were killed. Obviously, a number were. We don't have a sense of exact numbers yet, but it does seem that either it's a less robust insurgency in the city than was originally expected, or that there's more to come that we haven't yet seen.
Yeah, and in a briefing that was held with Pentagon reporters from Baghdad, Army Lieutenant General Thomas Metz said he expects several days of more tough fighting, but he also said the operation now is at or ahead of schedule.
That's what we're hearing both from Iraqi and American sources. They were able to accomplish all of their objectives, taking certain buildings, going into mosques that they believed were being used as weapons stores, other meeting places. They had a number of objectives, each of the different units, and they seem to have managed to achieve those within the first 24 hours. So it's seen as quite a victory for them.
Last April, when the Marines first went into Fallujah, they were also making good progress into the city, yet there were so many demonstrations, so much outcry around the country of Iraq in response to this situation that eventually the Marines changed their mind, or their commanders changed their mind, and halted the military operation. What's going on now outside of Fallujah?
Well, I think it's a very different picture for two reasons. One reason is that there was a burgeoning Shiite insurgency in the south, and one of the real concerns last spring, and one of the real concerns then was that additional killing in Fallujah of the Sunni Muslims would further ignite or hasten the ignition of the Shiite rebellion in the south, and then the U.S. would be facing a sort of two-front war without sufficient troops to quell both of them. So this time that most of the Shiite fighting finished really at the end of August, early September period, and so it's much quieter there now, and so they don't have that worry. The second issue is that it's the Sunnis are, while very upset and very angry right now, they're not a unified response that we're seeing. What we are seeing, however, is an awful lot of activity by insurgents elsewhere in the country. So it's there's some outcry, but mostly what we're seeing is sort of pockets of resistance in a number of other places. And pockets is probably a word that doesn't fully convey the seriousness of it, since it's quite disruptive wherever it occurs.
Indeed, as you mentioned, we've been told very little about casualties, either Iraqi or American, in Fallujah. Yet we do know that the past couple of days have been very bloody, especially for Americans.
Yes. Well, yesterday I think the total that I've seen at least, and I can't account for all of these, but it's about 11 deaths, which is very high. I think it may be the highest that we've certainly had since the end of major combat in a single day. In addition, there, a lot now. Not all the deaths that we're seeing are in Fallujah. There were two people killed today, for instance, in Mosul. There's a British soldier was killed yesterday. We're seeing also not in Fallujah. There are a number of insurgent activities that are killings, U.S. and British coalition soldiers elsewhere in the country. And that's something that's sort of missed, is how much whatever is happening in Fallujah sets off repercussions, sets off reactions elsewhere.
Alyssa Rubin, thank you very much for your time this evening.
Thank you.
Alyssa Rubin, Los Angeles Times bureau chief in Baghdad. She joined us by phone from there. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.